All right. Excellent.
Now recording.
But yeah, Ian, Top Chef is back.
To help out. Yeah, I'm excited.
It was good. TOC's going on. That's always good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But I'm really excited about Top Chef. I need to test this hypothesis that my wife put forward last season.
Oh, interjection so that Craig records me.
Interjection. What's her thought on the winner?
When they do the judging,
mm-hmm.
If Kristen swears, that person wins.
Oh, sure. I can see that. I didn't pay attention in episode one to know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it was pretty consistent last season, so I'm going to keep an eye on it this season.
So yeah, as far as I could tell, Sluggo and Sarta were in instantly, so one of them was the winner.
Yeah, it's a all-Canadian episode, apparently, this year, or season.
Sweet. So they're down for that.
Featuring the foods of Canada.
Yep, Sartot says it was Sluggo. And sorry if I keep, interrupting you. I just don't care, so I haven't listened to a thing you said.
Well, you should watch that show. It's very good.
No, I should not.
It is the best cooking show on television.
Well, we'd get you some maple syrup, Sluggo, but I hear the cost has gone up significantly.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't bought any local maple syrup recently.
It would have to be local. The one north of the border would be through the roof.
Oh, well, you can get a lot of maple syrup from New England. They've got maple syrup up there.
You can.
But usually I buy it, made in PA. Red snapper. Very tasty. All right, you ready to roll?
Oh, sure.
You betcha.
Sorry, I can't see that video without, going through my head every time because...
Sure.
God, it's gold every time. All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 456th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, and the gang's all here. How's it going?
Good.
Hooray.
Huzzah. This is the week of March 19th through the 26th of the year 2025. In your 7-day 4-star cruise. How do things? This week you've got Maria Hill. Peggy Hill. versus Coulson and it was Blonde Widow. Have you Maria Hill your way to victory?
Unlikely.
Oh, I don't know. Is your Maria Hill bad? I don't remember.
Probably.
3-3-3. Level 70.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a run.
I was able to defeat them both without healing, so it's possible.
Nice. Okay.
Maria's pretty strong.
Nice. All right. I'll look into it. I'll report back.
You're just going to watch if you activate that one power that you either match it away or win real quick or you die.
Yeah. 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 You do the one power that puts all the strike tiles out there. You got to match away that countdown before it goes off or you're doomed.
Yeah, it does like 90% of your health and damage to you.
I don't love that.
But the strike tiles are nice and worth it. So
next week, it appears to be Nova versus the Falcon America.
That should not be a problem for anyone.
Nope.
Nah, Nova pretty good. Let's see. Storyland right now, the only thing running is Infinite Pursuit, Squirrel Girl, Sidewinder, and the Brave New Sam. I don't know what we're calling the new Captain America. I like Brave New Sam. Why not?
Somebody came up with a name, wasn't it? Stink Bomb came up with a name? I don't remember what it was, though. I feel sad now.
All right. The placement is Maximus and 5-star Imperious Rex. I'm not using whatever the dumb name was that you guys came up with. Space Ghost Season is still running. It is mined like a diamond right now. Punisher, Emma Frost, and their placement is Moon Girl and Green Goblin.
It was Flamor, by the way.
Uh-huh.
That one annoys you, so I can remember it.
Uh-huh. In the news, hey, we got a new character.
What? Tell me more.
Remember the clue said something, 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 and we went, I don't know, something Daredevil? Because, there's a Daredevil TV show?
No, but that was a terrible catch-up. Thanks for nothing.
It was Unseen Sanctuary.
Okay.
And I said, I don't know, but something to do with Daredevil, because Daredevil. So mm-hmm. the new character is Daredevil.
Nice.
King of the Fist.
Ooh.
I like that, it's a nice subtitle there.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a 4-star. Let's see. There's no feeding flow. announced at this time. So coming to you soon. So I'm assuming he's going to be fed or feed other new characters coming soon. Purple, called The First, cost of 6. Create a 3-turn fist countdown tile that deals damage and creates another fist countdown tile. If you match it, create another create an attack tile. Passive at the start of the battle, increase the max health of allies by 7%. If Elektra is on the team, increase allied ability damage by 15%. Well, that's pretty good. Passive is always unlocked. Going up, damages increase all the way up at max level. It's 3,339 damage, 3,399 tile, increasing max health by 30%, increasing damage by powers by 50%. 50% is a lot. I don't know, Ray, you use that new Elektra lady.
I do.
You could team those two together.
Yeah, seems likely.
What is this? Yellow, called A Better Way. 8 yellow. Stun the target for a turn and empower up to 2 friendly strike and attack tiles by 30%. Is empower a new keyword for increase, I guess? They never really used the word empower before, have they?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Passive, whenever you fire an ability, heal the ally with the lowest health for 361 for each villain teammate and create a strength 46 yellow strike tile for each hero teammate. Elektra counts as both a villain and a hero.
Okay.
That's interesting. Going up in levels at level 4, it turns into a 3-turn stun. But at level 5, it says stun one other enemy. Oh. So does that mean I'm getting one person stunned for 3 turns and one person stunned for 1 turn? Because that seems like a bargain.
I don't know. It says stun for 3 turns on level 4, and then it says stun one other enemy. Is it two people for three?
That's... Oh.
That would be super powerful.
For 8 yellow? That seems like a... Because, you know, it's yellow.
Yeah, stun on a yellow. Start there.
Huh. That seems like a bargain. I like that a lot. The red power is called Violence. It costs a bargain basement of 5 red. Select an enemy to deal almost no points of damage to. 296. But ignoring protect tiles and invisibility. Ooh, ignoring invisibility is nice. Passive, whenever you make a match, reduce the match damage by 50%. I don't like that. But convert a red tile into a trap. When you fire an ability, deal 139 damage for each friendly trap tile on the board and disarm all of this ability's trap tiles. Going up in level, the damage goes up, not a lot, but the damage reduction goes down to 25%. So I make matches that do no damage. I make a ton of red tiles. I cursed. You make a lot of red trap tiles, and then when I fire ability, they all go away for almost no damage.
I don't know. It was hard to follow.
I don't like that power at all.
No.
Right on.
Can you five five zero?
I mean, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I read it the same way you did, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, in any case, in Venom Bomb, which is apparently going to be next, that's running the 20th through the 24th, covers and shards and placement rewards, event token and progression. He will have a welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. running the 23rd through the 28th. Shards and recruit token for a S.H.I.E.L.D. offer and progression. In the simulator running the 24th to 27th, covers and shards and a vault token and progression. In the Disco Fever versus, covers and shards as placement. And his is, oh, I like this. His is called Boot to the Face. Not quite Boot to the Head, but very close. Running the 23rd to 26th, covers and shards, recruit token there. The Daredevil and Friends vault, 25th through the 28th. Where you have a chance of King of the Fist and the old school unkillable Elektra in there. So there you go. New Daredevil, King of the Fist.
Nice.
Is this like a storyline of Daredevil that I'm not familiar with? Which would be most storylines of Daredevil. I'm not a huge Daredevil fan.
Yeah, you got me. I couldn't die. Oh, okay. I never read Daredevil ever.
Yeah. Yeah. The only time I really ran into Daredevil was crossover with Spider-Man or like Deadpool. Not a whole lot. I do like the TV show, though.
Ray, did you watch the new Spider-Man cartoon on Disney?
I have not, no.
It features a character known as Tombstone.
Okay.
So, throwing it out there for you.
Would it help if I said that I've watched it and I very much enjoy it?
I liked it. It's a twist on normal Spider-Man. It's there's some plot changes, but
yep.
I thought it was done well.
Yep, I'm enjoying it.
I'm also really enjoying this Liquid Death Killer Cola. Gotta say.
We're not to that segment yet.
Oh, I should have saved that for Pop Pop.
Right.
I don't know. Ray, do you want to talk about the news and the new character? Ask you if you're sitting down.
Sure, yeah. Are you sitting down, Ian?
I am, but I would adjust my cushion so that I can get extra comfy. All right, I'm ready and extra braced.
Oh, well, brace yourself more, because what happens at the first of next month?
April Fool's Day?
Which means?
A joke character?
Ah, that's what I think.
Ooh.
So according to the Marvel Puzzle Quest R322 release notes, the clue for the next character is Scent Afoul. Now, it is spelled A-F-O-U-L.
This is five-star Howard the Duck.
But wouldn't, it's Scent Afoul. Wouldn't it be A-F-O-W-L if it were a foul?
Well, that just makes it too obvious.
Too obvious? Okay. All right.
I know how much Ian loves, joke characters, so.
I do.
Yeah, but he does love Howard the Duck, so.
I do.
Yeah.
I do not, but.
Yeah, that movie holds up.
Really?
Yeah, it does, for sure.
It didn't hold up at the time, but.
I enjoyed that movie.
I loved it at the time.
And the theme song, they call him Howard the Duck.
The Duck.
Ah! Yeah. No. God, I love that.
I'm throwing too much disgust into my voice. I am not disgusted by it. It was humorous and fun, but it was not enjoyable for me. Outside my wheelhouse.
Now, to use the parlance of the kids, the duck, however, has so much riz, he gets a human, good-looking woman to sleep with him.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He went on to become one of the best managers in Hollywood.
That's true.
In my mind, that is the only highlight in that movie. But,
Oh, there were so many. That was prime Jeffrey Jones.
All right, what else we got in the release notes? Get ready for all new costume for 5-Star Electra. Wait a minute, a new costume? Because I saw that, wasn't there a costume in the pass that's going on right now? I've been trying to get Passic Speech to try and get a costume. Maybe this is a new costume. Or maybe it was that one that they're talking about. I don't know.
Hmm.
She returns to her roots. Yeah, it sounds like a different costume. I thought the one in the past was like a white outfit. But in any case, keep earning daily play tokens by playing with featured super heroines all month long. And take to the streets in the Defenders season pass and complete limited event quests for epic rewards. So maybe it is talking about that costume. I don't know, but like I said, I've been trying to complete quests to get that costume because I thought it looked pretty slick.
On a side note, you guys don't watch White Lotus, right?
Correct.
A lot of Walton Goggins this season.
See, that pulls me in a little bit. I do like Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, I do like, what's her name? Parker Posey. Yeah.
It also features the Governator's son. It is featuring Patrick Schwarzenegger.
What's he like? I've never seen him in anything.
He's been okay.
Huh.
Been okay.
All right. That might make it on our list sometime.
The seasons aren't really connected, so you could just skip straight to season 3 if you want to watch Walton Goggins.
Okay, and it does sound like a bonus.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. That's all that's in there. But Scent Afoul. Why would it be scent, though? What does scent... Or maybe it's a foul scent? Like somebody who smells bad?
He who has smelt it has dealt it.
Is there a garbage character we can throw in for April Fool's?
I'm sure we can find something. However, what you could find is what's in Willie's mailbag.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got a fairly long post here on the D3 forums, also known as the 505 forums, and I haven't read it, so I don't know what it's about, but I know who it's from, so I'm pretty sure I know how it ends. So NB Perp over on the forum said, another episode, another time, I'm left wondering, did I miss the update that there was going to be a skip week? I don't know what you mean. We had an episode last week. We did miss a week before that because I was very ill, but... I don't know. Bracket vote. He said that maybe it's an iPhone app thing, but I can never seem to get voting to work when I'm on. I can't get it to work when I'm on my laptop, so I'll vote here. So he voted for Scrabble. So we'll see how that goes when we get to the end of this segment. He said at one point you guys were talking about some of the teams you've been facing in PvP, how some teams have a no turn win scenario, and it reminded me how a few episodes back, Ray talked to the supports to put on a team I had been using for a while, the Juggernaut Polaris Grocket team. that was tearing through PvE for me was now a much better team with the Thanos Copter, Lucky the Pizza Dog, and low-level AI supports.
True story.
Yeah. All in all, it makes me miss the days of the synergy segment. Well, I mean, you could always suggest a synergy, and if you want to look at the old synergies, you can still go to puzzlewarriors3.com and see all the old ones. But, yeah, I just ran out, and I don't know the new characters well enough to really put anything together. So, he said, okay, he says, I want to propose a new segment, one that provides the insights we used to get from the synergy segment, but without the labor on Ray, well, I appreciate that, of having to dig up new teams for the proposing filling time. He said, it's kind of a mix between the mailbag and the synergy segment, something like What Just Rolled Over Me, brought to you by Steamrollerfy. give folks a venue to submit the teams and that they just faced and provide the best theory of builds or supports that were used and how they are effective. That is an interesting idea. I would say that probably the Discord channel at this point is the best place to go for, you know, game theory, that sort of thing. But if, again, you want to suggest something in the mailbag, I will definitely read it out.
Yeah, I like that. I like where this is going.
More
keep firing ideas like this. I'm excited. We should do that. We should shop it live next week on the air.
Okay.
That's what we're doing now. We're doing it live.
More than anything else, I love when you guys go through popular builds for characters. Most of the time, my roster is built like Craig's. However, the covers landed when I built it is how I play. But I pay attention to the builds when you guys talk about them, and I check my roster after. This is partly why I missed Ian's segment, as it included Ian explaining why he built in the way he did. You know, if he played enough to have the covers that he would need to do that, as well as what the popular builds are. Well, I appreciate that. He says,
yes, thank you.
I figured the board game bracket soon would be over, and the possibility that Ian may be running out of pops, you would be looking for something like this. All right. Appreciate the feedback. And I'm correct.
Yeah.
He then followed up with another. And how's everyone's Venom?
Oh, good Lord. I don't know, man.
I don't have one.
He says his...
That's all on Craig.
He says his is at a 266.
Ooh.
With a 217 moving up in Ascension.
Roster, Venom. 210.
Wow.
He's a 3-star. Nice. And then I've got 1-2-3 1-star ones still yet.
Yeah. Mine is at a 260, so I'm right behind where MB Perp is. And just as another follow-up, Bryman came in and said his Eddie Brock is at a 468.
Woo!
But that's Eddie Brock is the 4-star version, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mine's at 331.
Yeah, I have I've got a maxed out Eddie Brock. But yeah, the 1-star Venom, I'm just kind of, you know, we're just kind of keeping tabs on the 1-star. So yeah, there you go. That is what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice. Thanks, Willie. Ray, who won the big board game bracket last week?
It was, even with the vote for Scrabble here, it was a total landslide. Trivial Pursuit, no issue moving on past Scrabble.
Nice.
Bang! That's what I like to hear. See? I always tell you guys, reading's for suckers. They're going to make a movie out of it eventually.
The reading's for suckers?
No.
Whatever it is you're reading.
Out of Scrabble. Whatever it is you're reading. You just watch it someday. You're not going to read. Like a sucker.
Well, that brings about the big Titanic finale then.
All right.
I'm going to let Ray talk about chess.
What's to say? Like, we just did it a couple weeks ago. You know, chess. It's the game with all the horsies. And, you know, no, I love chess. I really enjoy playing it. I just don't get to the point where I memorize patterns. And, like, I try and look ahead moves, but I don't remember plays or patterns. I'm not good at against anyone who is actually good at the game. But I do enjoy playing it. I have for most of my life. It's just a fun game. Like, it is the key strategic thinking game. Like, so yeah, I like it.
You don't have a strategy to cancel out Capoeira?
I certainly do not.
Yeah, you got to study as a leaper.
I don't know,
Ian.
I don't know how rapiers got involved, but okay.
Tell me about the Canadian gem that is Trivial Pursuit.
Oh my goodness. Trivial Pursuit not only offers strategy like you get in chess,
but it
builds your knowledge base by having to answer trivia and the perfect mix of trivia, mind you. Every category is in someone's wheelhouse. Otherwise, they just got bullied into playing, and I apologize.
When you want to make yourself feel bad, you play the Baby Boomer edition and just struggle to answer any of the questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a no. That's a...
Oh, man, that one's rough.
No thank you from me as well. I'd rather just play a nice, general, knowledge-based game. It's Trivial Pursuit. It's what it's all about.
All right, so everyone can vote this week, and then next week we will have the winner. And someone who filled out a bracket long, long time ago should hopefully win some prizes.
Oh my God, Samurai's not here. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I'll get a vote going eventually.
All right.
I was not prepared.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to use the internet.
For people to plan ahead, there will be no show on April 9th because Ian and I are going to go to the Berg and be degenerates and go see the Big Night Art. Of the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, see.
We'll see how it goes.
I am skeptical, but hopeful.
It's either going to be funny, or I'm going to be dreading it 5 minutes in. I'm not sure which way it's going to go.
You know, just let me know. I'm very, very, very mobile, very flexible.
Now we got to stay until the end in case I win a prize. I won't.
That's true. But I do like prizes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Can I click these things?
Not yet. I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm okay. All right. All right. All right.
I got one emote on. I'm just not as fast as Samurai. What can I say?
Nor should you be. You're doing the best you can.
Oh, there it is. All right. We've got a vote thing in the Discord. You can click on a reaction to cast your vote. Phew.
All right. I have voted.
Been a while since I did
Good
that.
Good job. thanks to insert your name here of I.
Seriously.
Once again, though, I am
Send
Hans.
Your votes to Ray. It's getting out of hand already, Craig. Chess is legit. What is going on, people? Even I voted for chess.
I'm Hans. Who are you?
Vote for chess! I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
You up.
I am getting an alert for every time somebody votes. I need it to stop.
That'll learn you.
Oh, sorry, dude. I don't know how anything works.
I didn't know that was a thing. Go ahead.
I do happen to know who is boosted this week, and I'll tell you about some of them. The 3 stars that are boosted.
Thanks, Lego.
Black Panther, Jeffrey the Land Shark, Magic, Star-Lord, and Thor. All right. The 4 stars are good old Agent Coulson. That guy does all sorts of things. All his shield minions do more damage or make bigger special tiles. His purple swapping does more damage, and the super secret tech has a passive component that does, you guessed it, more damage. Ooh, cloak and or dagger. They've got light knives for damage. They've got Child of Light for healing. Child of Darkness for attacking. Nothing's going on with the darkness. And then more damage and more damage when you create a pocket dimension.
I attack the darkness.
All right. Iron Fist, he's doing stuff. He's got some big strike tiles. He's doing more damage. And like unto Iron is doing all of it and then some more.
Do it.
Mordo. Mordo is fantastic. He does damage.
Mo damage.
And then he rolls right into, you guessed it, Riri Williams, who does damage and more damage. That's how I like it. That just rolls. All right, 5-star boosted characters appear to be... Oh, Goose. That's a character.
Talk to me, Goose.
Attack strike tiles are bigger, and that's about it. And... Uh-oh. I don't know who that is.
Mephisto?
I get it. Ha! That's funny. Uh-oh!
I don't know what happened to
you. Hold on. Yep, it's okay. I'm coming back.
Mephisto broke his brain.
Okay. Twice in one episode, I get to post this.
Alright, I'm back. Mephisto is dealing more damage. His blue is dealing more damage and more burst healing with his purple. See, Thanos is boosted this week. Court Death will do a ton of damage, as will Come and Get Me. And finally, Old Man Logan appears to be recently reworked and unworked and reworked, and he's hanging in there. He's doing stuff.
He's better again.
Making big old strike. Yeah, he's making big old strike tiles, dealing damage, dealing AoE, healing, doing all the things that Wolverines do.
I don't know if Samurai can type, but anybody know what that image is that's in the for Old Man Logan?
That's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Huh. That's Meat Wad.
Oh.
He's Old Man. That's Old Man Meat Wad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's see. And Samurai would also like to alert everybody that one star Juggernaut is boosted.
Ooh.
Apparently he menaces you when he gets ascended.
Yeah.
Nice. That's fun. Hopefully that shakes things up in the PvPs. So, yeah. That's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Yeah.
Mystify.
Thanks as always to Mystify.
Do you have any pop?
I do not have any pop. I'm shopping a brand new segment live. I didn't even rehearse it with you guys.
All right.
Are you braced? It's interactive.
Uh-oh.
You guys are head to head. It's competitive.
Oh,
everything is on the line.
All right.
Now, this isn't a finalized anything. Still workshopping some names. I think I'm calling it a monotone movie monologues. I am going to, as deadpanly as possible, read you a quote from a movie that I am 100% certain that both of you have seen for all three of these questions. There are two possible points per question. You have to attribute the speaker of the quote and the movie that it came from.
Try.
How would you guys like to buzz in? Is buzz acceptable?
Sure.
Are you willing to police yourselves?
Sure.
Thank you. Then let me get a quick sip of my beverage and we will proceed.
I already got sluggos. Does that count?
All right, I'm refreshed and back. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Number one. Sir, I don't know where your ship learned to communicate, but it has the most peculiar dialect. Ray?
C-3PO in Star Wars. Yeah, the original, New Hope.
Yeah.
Ray, you earn 1 point. Craig, you have a chance to steal.
Uh-oh.
Is that from Empire Strikes Back?
It is.
Oh, man, I almost said Empire.
1 point to each
right.
of you.
That was on Hoth. Okay.
All right. Ready for number two?
All right.
Even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
Ooh. Can you go more?
I have two possibilities.
I didn't write down any more of that quote.
I don't know. Sure, Buzz. There's no penalty. So is it from a dark crystal?
That is not correct.
Okay.
Is this Gandalf in Fellowship of the Ring?
Oh.
Craig, you receive 1 point for Fellowship of the Ring. Ray, you have a chance to steal.
Oh, it's Galadriel.
Ray, that is 1 point for you. It's tied 2-2.
Woohoo.
All right.
My other guess was going to be Willow, but that would have been wrong as well.
Right. Number three, a man of focus, commitment, sheer will, something you know very little about.
Wow. I have no idea. So you know that I've seen this movie, huh?
100% you've seen this movie.
Yeah. Sluggo's guess is Paddington 2.
is that the one where he's in South America or somewhere? Hawaii? Is that Hawaii? Paddington 2, Hawaii?
I have no idea. I didn't know there was a Paddington 2. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Would you like it read with inflection, or would you like me to continue the quote, which will
did Samurai get
surely
it
open it up?
I think Samurai might have answered it.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm not reading anything. I'm sorry. I have my screen in
a weird way. Samurai says that it is Russian guy from John Wick.
Is that your answer, Craig? Are you stealing Samurai's?
Sure.
No, Samurai's answer. Craig doesn't steal.
I could have read it fast.
Now it's tied. It's a 2-2-2 tie between the three of you?
Exactly.
Is it with a freaking pencil? A freaking pencil. Who does that?
Yeah. Yes, it is Viggo from John Wick.
Oh.
I don't have a tiebreaker. I'm sorry. I was shopping this live on air. I didn't expect it to shuffle out as well as it did.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. I will. I'll consider revisiting that next week.
It's like it's like football in Europe. You can have a tie.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. I didn't hate that, so I'm going to revisit that next week, and I'm going to go to work on that suggestion from the mailbag.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, then, to Magnified.
Yeah.
Do you have Steam open?
No, I was totally consumed in that last segment.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'll delay by opening one.
Yes! Consumed in a sandstorm that lasted 7 years.
Oh, don't click 50. I don't want 50. Whew, that was close. Okay, I am opening one. It is a 4-star... Who's that? All right. Blade, the Hunger.
Who?
The Forgotten 4-star.
Who's that? Yeah. Some guy with a sword.
Oh, man. That guy can't catch a break.
I'm going to open 5. Why not?
All right.
Let's see. Number one. Big Pun. Gorgon, X of Swords, Petrifying Gaze. Safari Joe. Nebula. She's a character. And Pirate Kate. So one purple there.
All right. Here comes the finale. Oh, yeah. You guessed it. It's Ant-Man. Ants. Ants. Ants.
Aunts. Aunts. Aunts.
Oh, that poor hobo.
My Gorgon is now a 3-2-2.
Nice.
Huh. My Gorgon is a 2-2-3.
Look, a perfectly normal sleeping man. But you turn him over. Aunts. 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 I don't remember how that skit goes, really. It's something close to that.
Yeah. Something about a tramp covered in ants.
Yeah, tramp. Yep, that's where he is.
didn't Gorgon come out before the new Brave New World Sam Wilson?
Yes. But you got all those. You got all of those Sam Wilsons.
Yeah, My Sam Wilson is champ now, and my Gorgon's got a ways to go. So apparently Sam's going to get some extra levels while I try and get Gorgon finished.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks always to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what is on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can go there. It'll direct you to all of our separate homepages. We've got back catalogs for all of our great shows. Check out all the podcasts on the soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else we'll get in the order, gentlemen?
I'm satisfied, sir. Thank you.
I'm good.
All right, everybody, go get yourself some refreshing Liquid Death Killer Cola.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but, you know, 10 calories a can. You can't go wrong. Thanks, everybody, then, for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's Mailbag. You can head over to our webpage and buy yourself something on Amazon for Memorial Day?
That's a day.
That's got to be next, right?
Easter?
Oh, Easter's a thing.
For some? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about Easter, then? Buy some peeps. Support Pennsylvania businesses, buy yourself some peeps, and support your local Puzzle Warriors who are also a Pennsylvania business. How about that? So that's it. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this will never come to pass. A backseat driver out of gas. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.